serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History. This is Hymn History, a time set apart to listen to and learn about the great hymns and gospel songs of the Christian faith. Today, our general topic is the all-sufficiency of Christ, and our featured hymn is B.B. McKinney's Satisfied with Jesus. Christ is a path, if any be misled. He is a robe, if any naked be. If any chance to hunger, he is bread. If any be a bondman, he is free. If any be but weak, but strong is he. To dead men life he is, to sick men health, to blind men sight, and to the needy wealth. A pleasure without loss, a treasure without stealth.
Sought for peace and comfort in a world of sin and woe. till I heard the voice of Jesus calling me in accents low. Charms of earth can never lure me from my Savior's side away. He who with his blood has bought me satisfies me day by day. With his love now shining through me, I a witness true will be, telling everywhere that Jesus satisfies eternally. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with him. He ever keeps me singing, keeps the joy bells ringing. I am satisfied with him.
The name B.B. McKinney is well known to most any member of the Baptist denomination. A great many of his hymns first appeared in the Baptist hymnal and were written in connection with his work in that denomination. But like all things of merit, McKinney's songs had not stayed exclusively with that particular denomination. Today, Methodists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, and many others who sing his gospel songs find them popular. The one that we have chosen for our featured hymn today is Satisfied with Jesus. We have the exact account of how McKinney wrote this song in his own words.
This song was written in 1926 in my office at the seminary during my days as a teacher. I shall never forget the Saturday afternoon when this song was written. I'd been thinking about the beautiful life of Christ and his unfailing love. I thought of his greatness to me as a Savior, a comforter, and friend. As I thought of his greatness, I thought of my littleness. I was altogether satisfied with Jesus, but was altogether dissatisfied with my own life. I composed Satisfied with Jesus with deep consciousness of my own need of a more consecrated life in Christ. Out of a sincere longing for this deeper life, I wrote with little effort the words and music. The whole song was written with very tender emotion and completed with tears. I had a new fellowship with Christ that afternoon. I dedicated my life anew to him. I'm still dissatisfied with my life. No Christian should ever be satisfied until we awake in his likeness.
The tune to Satisfied with Jesus is called Ruth and was named for Mr. McKinney's wife, Layla Ruth McKinney.
Oh,
that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Gingery. Guest readers today were Velma Eubanks and Dave Urich. Our soloist was Brenda Nelson. Hymn History is written by Laura Pratt. Technical supervision by Dave Harrell. Corbin Tabler is production director. Listen next week at the same time for Hymn History. Is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
We hear thy voice.